Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
With Sterner and Hughley.
You with me, boys? We are live. Well, people, what's happening right now is old Clint Sterner and our guy B. Scott filling in for Real the Ron the Show Hughley. That's Real Ron the Show Hughley on Twitter. Go say what's up to him. He'll be back with us next week. But right now what's happening is Brandon Scott and Clint Sterner are a little distracted out on a football Friday. Fellas! Yo! Here they come. This is going to be funny. Watch this. You boys want to do some radio?
You boys want to do a little radio?
We've been back from break for about 90 seconds.
Hey, man, we got a crowd. We're giving away Texans tickets, man.
I was talking to him. It was fine.
You scared me, T-Mill.
We are at BB's.
We've been back for break two minutes.
It's all right. It's all right,
man. It is all right.
This is what you do it for.
But Brandon
right here,
should
man.
Have been panicked.
This is what the hell you do it for. When you do a live broadcast at BB's Tex Orleans, this is what you do it for. It's a struggle to go to the restroom, man. You give away tickets. You give away Tomball Ford oil changes, man. It's part of it, baby. Everybody needs to come and enjoy and enjoy the party next time. We're out every Thursday. We're out every Friday, baby. Come on in. If me and B. Scott don't make it back to the mic, T-Mill will take care of business. T-Mill on the mic.
Damn
He's got
straight.
Some experience.
Yeah, man. We had that live mic going, too. Let them catch the ambiance. Let them catch the vibes out here in Kingwood. See what we're really about.
That's really what Tyler's worried about is if anybody gets caught cussing, he's the one that gets in trouble. So he's like, hey, y'all cut that out, man. Get back on this.
And we already kind of flirting with time a little bit from earlier in the day, right? We already had to use that button once.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, leave that up to Titus. By the way, I mean, Titus Howard. How about Titus Howard dropping the casual F-bomb on
Sports
Radio?
He was comfortable with your boys, man. He thought he was just at the crib or on the couch just kicking it. Because he dropped that F-bomb like it wasn't nothing. Like, man, the hell with what the FCC talking about?
Look, he thought if he'd circled back immediately and used the word mess instead of F, he thought that cleared up a little bit. Clearly, somebody listening to him was like, what? But anyway, Titus Howard, by the way, Titus Howard, your Houston Texans right tackle, was on with us about 220-ish. It was a great interview. Look, well, there's been a lot of topics about the offensive line with the Houston Texans over the last handful of years, and being able to ask Titus Howard, who I think at this point is the leader of the offensive line in that room, to be able to ask him specifically about some of those issues that pertain to the last year and a half, as well as the Seattle Seahawks game, it was really interesting. So I encourage everybody out there to go back, download the Audacy app, AUDACY, use the rewind feature, and go back and at the very least listen to Titus Howard. Again, it was in that 215, 220 mark of our show today.
And Clint, I just love the maturity, right? Just the growth that we've seen from Titus Howard from when he first got. Obviously, you would expect that after a 6-7 year period, however long it's been. But the maturity from Titus Howard, I thought, was really on display from our interview with him earlier today.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, I feel bad for being so harsh on Titus about not being the guy that was going to take over that room. I just, you know, we've watched him kind of work in the shadows of Laremy Tunsil and not really be assertive and do those things. And so I just didn't really give it much of a chance, to be honest with you. But you remove that kind of presence in Laremy Tunsil from the room, then all of a sudden this is a perfect example of – and it's nothing negative to Laremy Tunsil. That's not what we're about, right? But the truth of the matter is you leave a guy that's making that kind of money, that has that kind of approach to life and football, you remove him from the building, all of a sudden some of the guys that had kind of been, you know, they had kind of been suppressed, all of a sudden those guys step up and walk around with their chest out, and all of a sudden they become leaders, and all of a sudden they become better players, and they become more vocal, and it's a good thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. And so it's obvious that Titus Howard has taken on that role. I asked the question when they let go of Laremy Tunsil, who in that room is going to be the voice? I thought it would be like Lakin Tomlinson, a guy that D'Amico Ryans knew before, a guy that was long in the tooth, a veteran. And I really leaned into the fact that D'Amico knew him before. But the beautiful thing of it is he was right here all along.
Yeah.
It was Laremy Tunsil. I mean, it was Titus Howard. So now, look, we'll see if it works. We'll see if it lasts. We'll see if he can continue to play right tackle at a high level, and if he can really be the leader that takes over this entire room and changes the O-line game here in Houston. We'll see. It'll be tested this week in Seattle, no doubt about it. I think that is the big matchup in this particular game, is Seattle's defensive line versus our offensive line. And I think there's some real pressure on the offense to show that the last 2 weeks were not a fluke. We know that the opponents were not up to snuff, but there was a lot of progress made. Was there enough progress made in the last 2 weeks for them to carry it over into a Monday night primetime game against a really good NFC opponent? And if so, then I think...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
As a fan, we've got a lot to look forward to. If not, it could be a rough year. Here's the deal. There's a lot of pressure on guys to accomplish that versus the Seattle Seahawks, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
I think there's three major parties here. I think there's the O-line in general. I think there's Nick Cayley, and then I think there's C.J. Stroud. B. Scott, who's the real pressure on here, in your opinion?
Man, when I look at what this Seahawks defense is about, we're talking about the second rushing defense, sixth in points allowed. And now the Texans' own defense can boast being one of the better ones in that regard as well. But we're talking about second in sacks. And I mentioned second rushing defense, okay? Seventh in red zone defense. What is one of the issues that the Texans offense has had in the past? Not only scoring in the red zone, but getting to the red zone to begin with, and much less doing anything once they get there. So when I think about all of the things that this defense does well, it makes me fixate or focus squarely on the Texans offensive line. What a tremendous challenge and opportunity, I should say. It's a challenge and an opportunity for the Texans offensive line to really show all of this talk about improvement that we've discussed over the last couple of weeks. Well, they can really show it against this group, against this bunch. I feel like it's the most formidable defensive front that they've seen since the Rams game to start the season, and one of the better ones that they'll see all year. I think the actual answer, and this is not the cop out, I said this early, the actual answer is all of them, just to be sure. But if I'm a pick one, and if I'm a focus on one, I'm looking squarely at that offensive line that's led by Titus Howard, as we mentioned. I'm looking squarely at that offensive line to step up against this challenge of this Seahawks defensive line is really, really good.
Well, look, B. Scott, that's why this is a really good question. If I might tip it, pat myself on the back a bit here.
I got you, too.
There is no wrong answer. It's the O-line, Nick Cayley, C.J. Stroud. They can all be the answer. It's just a matter of how you feel, what you've seen, what you think about the Texans. And you think it's the O-line. I think it's wholeheartedly Nick Cayley. And for a different reason. Look, I think what I've seen from the O-line, the growth that we saw from the O-line, just really in the double team category and how that translates into running the football better, I think that's real.
Yeah.
I think that's real. I think it translates to some degree. Now, maybe not the degree that we saw against the Titans and the Ravens, obviously, because it's a much better opponent. But I think the approach to the run game, particularly in the double teams and how they're executing double teams, I think it's real. If you want to throw Dalton Schultz in the equation here, his physicality in the run game has been a 180. I mean, it's been a 180 from what we saw previously. So I say that to say I think the O-line improvement has been really good, and I think it's real. I think C.J. Stroud, you know, reading defenses low to high, working low to high. I think C.J. Stroud protecting himself in the offensive line and all that comes with it, I think that's very real. I don't see C.J. changing his mindset and his approach to playing the position. The one that I would say here, the answer, who's the real pressure on for me, is Nick Caley. Because I think when you look at it, when you play a better opponent, even if they run the football better than expected, there's still going to be, an attempt to take Nico Collins out of the game. You know, how can you move Nico around and get Nico touches in different ways? How can you do what you did against Baltimore and have maybe not eight, but have multiple receivers catch the football and have these other guys emerge? How can you make that happen? It's not going to come as easy as Baltimore. It's going to be heavily dependent on the offensive coordinator being creative and getting that done. So I think the answer for me is Nick Caley in a big way. Like that, he's the one unknown for me. We've seen him do it against lesser talent. You know, can he do it? Obviously, to a lesser degree. It's not going to happen as often as it did against Baltimore. But can he do it in critical moments? Can he do it in critical third or fourth down moments? Can he do it in the red zone? He was tremendous in the red zone last week. I mean, there was two or three touchdowns or chunk plays that were called back that were really good. And what'd he do? They marched off 5 or 10 yards, and he just dialed up another one and went and scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
So he was tremendous. Can he do that against a better opponent? It's obviously not going to be to the degree that they did against Baltimore, but can he do it sporadically throughout a game enough to where we can score some points and help this defense?
Well, this is one of the things that I really loved about watching the offense, specifically last week because they had the bye week, but the last time that they were out there was for all of this talk that we have about staying on schedule and playing clean football and mistake-free. We saw them make a couple of mistakes in this Ravens game, and they were still able to make things happen in spite of that or outside of that, right? They had one penalty where it could have killed a drive, and they still ended up getting the field goal. Had another penalty where it could have killed a drive. They still found Nico Collins in the end zone. And so I was really encouraged by that. My issue with the offensive line when I think about it is like, man, Nick Caley can scheme it up. We know C.J. Stroud can dial it up. But, man, it ain't nothing to be said for it if Ed Ingram has a tough time with Byron Murphy, or if DeMarcus Tank Lawrence is giving Titus Howard or Ariante Ursary, the rookie, the business. Man, if they cannot block those guys up front, it's going to be a tough night.
Yeah, I'll respond with this. It wouldn't surprise me if it didn't happen. If it becomes a major problem, it's because the creativity ain't there. Mm. The quarterback's holding the ball. Okay. The wide receivers can't separate. That's where I'm gonna start. Like this. If we're gonna go out there and ask them 40 times to hold up and let CJ hold the ball for an extra second, they're gonna get beat. It's gonna happen. They're not that caliber.
I'm with you.
All right, we got T-Meal's best bets. T-Meal, let's knock them things out real quick, brother.
Yes, sir. Last night sucked, but even with that 1-for-4 on Thursday Night Football, we are still killing these NFL bets. I'm hitting something like 71% of bets on NFL in October. Follow me to the money. I got 4 more for you real quick. 4 bets, 1 for each time slot on Sunday around the NFL. First, I got your London game. I got the Rams money line at -155 as they are taking on the Jaguars over in London. No Puka Nacua, but I still like the money line a lot. Next, in the early games on Sunday that aren't in London, Dolphins at Browns over 36.5. It's not often you see a number that low, and I actually really love that bet a lot, so over 36.5. Next is an under, Commanders at Cowboys, under 55.5. I just think that's entirely too much points. And then the 49ers money line at -135 odds. I think that is great value. They will beat the Falcons. 49ers money line's your 4th best bet. Those are your 4 bets. Hope y'all love them.
Boy, an under in a Cowboys game. That is super ballsy, T-Meal. Yeah. But that's why you win and I don't, because I'd be nervous. All right, y'all. Texans All Access is up next, 6 to 9 p.m. with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. That right guard that's playing lights out for the Houston Texans, Ed Ingram, he joins the fellas live at 6 o'clock right now in just a few minutes. And Ed Ingram joins the show, y'all. That's Ed Ingram, right guard of Houston Texans. Also, later on, Area 45, get your weekend started with live local late-night sports talk with the fellas, 10 p.m. to midnight with old Bijani Partee and old Santiago from BB's.
Yeah, man.
Tex Orleans.
A pleasure.
Giving away all kind of stuff. My man Matt right here keeping us dialed in on location. My man Shay with promo. B. Scott sitting in for Ron the Show, Ugly, and, of course, the great T. Meal back in the studio behind the glass getting it done. I'm Clint Sterner in Houston. We love you, baby. Ty Simpson's coming. T. Meal, you got one for me.
Come on, T. Meal. I know it's got to be your Aggies and the Razorbacks or something.
Nervous. He's nervous. I knew he was quiet for a reason.
We're going to have some Aggies whooping some hog ass tomorrow.
It's got to be in T-Mill fashion, man. It wouldn't be T-Mill if he didn't talk a little bleep.
This is another one of those games where, yes, A&M should win, but Arkansas is dangerous.
Yeah. You can't say that I'm not going to ride a motorcycle again.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, you win this game right here, you can ride whatever the hell you want, Bobby. You can be a dirtbag too, B. Scott.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.